The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Catch us up, Jesus. Transfigure us. Cut us off the earth. Let heavens kiss with our earth. Let heavens be opened upon us and download things of you, even every day of this week. Lord, grant us mercy to be your vessels on the earth, to be your ark on the earth, to be edifice, to be a building, walking around but carrying you on earth. Lord, this is our prayer. Lord, we ask for mercy today. We are set for just a little time to hear words that will change us, words that will make us another being. Father, we ask that your presence will be manifest in our midst. Let your presence be manifest. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me this morning to Ezekiel chapter 36. This was the scripture that came to heart. Ezekiel chapter 26. Hallelujah. Are you there with me? I'll read a verse and you read the next. I want to take it up to verse 38. So don't veer off. Let me take you from verse 28. And ye shall dwell in the land that I give your fathers. I thought you would say amen.
Amen.
And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Amen.
Now read verse 29. Amen. 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 And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Amen. Not for your sakes do I do this, saith the Lord God. Be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Amen. And the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it's laid desolate in the sight of all that pass by. Amen. Amen. Then the heathen that are turned round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Can we read verse 38 together? As the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem, in a solemn feast, so shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men. Amen. And they shall know that I am the Lord. We say what? Amen. You know the desire in my heart? You know that in a way we are so few in Life Embassy Ondo compared to what God is doing. Not one out of this whole membership is supposed to be out of the number called the flock of God. And I like he said, flock of men. Eh? I will increase them with men. As a what? As a flock. As the holy flock. As the flock of Jerusalem. In a solemn feast. That's to say to you that all the things that Lord, I will build city, house, I will arrange, are all what? Men. They are all what? Waste places are what? Desolate places are what? Ruined places are what? That is why the great physician has come, that you will be a flock. See, and this time is a time where God has taken the show. Souls of men are being raised by God himself. It's not a business of one pastor or of one church. Because Jesus said, I will build mine. Nowhere in Halfway Day. And it just popped out to me that how can Jesus own? There are a few places where Jesus owned things. Have you noticed that? Before he started calling his disciples mine, it took a while. Before he started calling them my friends, my brothers, it took a while. He said, I will build mine. And we began to see that for a man, you know that he has been saying that male and female, or husband and wife, is also a represented wisdom in God, right? Christ and his church. When Jesus said, I will build my church, he's like a man jealous over his wife. That is his only property. And the content of the church is what? Our souls. Acts chapter 2 said, and they were added to the church, such as should be saved. The church is a house of salvation. The church is like hospital. The church is a place where it is healing galore. Healing for the spirit. You know, we began church by healing the spirit, right? Pastor was teaching us, reiterating what Daddy said, that when man sinned, another spirit entered man, killed the spirit that God gave man before, and old man began to live, right? And on the cross, that old man was crucified for the sake of raising the soul that is destined for destruction. Abi, that soul, the way the soul was going, the soul would have totally become dust. But the spirit of the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ came and intercourse that journey and broke it. The essence of church is that salvation program is rolling in everyone's soul. There is no soul that should be wasted here. Even the soul of our babies in the womb, they are accounted for. Let's say amen. And that's why this season, no matter the assault that the enemy is raising against our bodies, because of the work of salvation going on in our spirit and in our soul, they will not survive. They will not succeed. They will not succeed. You know this issue that people are beginning to complain, smell in our atmosphere every night? It is now prevalent everywhere. And some people are beginning to raise different conspiracy. And it's very true. By the time you look at it, remember when you were doing physics and chemistry in lab, that there are some chemicals that smell terribly, right? I was in Akure last year. We even thought it was pig around us. It's now I'm tracing that. That thing was a smell. It will smell like rotten meat. It will smell like poultry dung. It will smell like pig, as if they are carrying pig around. It's not, oh. It is that they are putting things in our atmosphere so that they want to attack our body. I say your body is immunized in the name of Jesus. Brethren, this is not a time to close your eyes. It's not a time to look for money. There will come the time where money will not make sense, except your spirit has started living in your body. Are you getting me? What heaven is doing in this season is that it wants to energize your spirit. The spirit he has put in you, he wants to energize that spirit, not only to be able to touch your soul by praying in the Holy Ghost and fasting, going to mountain, no, but that your spirit will be able to touch your body. Amen. They mean business, but they don't know that they are creatures of the original businessman. There is no business that they want to start or do that if he does not say yes to it, it will not happen. If the Lord has not been preparing us in this season for the assault happening presently, he won't allow it to happen. So that's why everything we are being taught, everything we are being open to, what must we do to it? We embrace it with the whole of our hearts. Because casualty will be many. On the outside camp, there is always casualty. So if you are in the camp, make sure. If you have never streamed Beacon well before, this year is not a year not to stream well. This year is not a year to play anky panky. This year is not a year to show because pastor, we ask. This year is not a year to be... How did Paul put it? He said they should not come to the feast. Don't come to the... Don't eat the feast casually. Don't do that. It can affect even your body. Hallelujah. The desire of God is to raise a people to himself. That is why the Lord has been laboring on this matter of the brother, our brotherhood. Abi, Daddy said it, we must understand the brotherhood, accept the brotherhood. But as good as that is, it must bear a desire in us to be part of our brotherhood. Because you can know and love the brotherhood, but you are not part of that brotherhood. I hope you know that. You must begin to see yourself as part of this brotherhood. See, brethren, there's nothing now that is worth being number one in our hearts except Christ and his church presently. There's nothing that worth it. Nothing. Nothing on the earth, nothing in the heavens. Hallelujah. Let's say amen. And that's why this season, they are beginning to walk. You know, this the earlier verses of this Ezekiel we read. We can't talk about I'll sprinkle clean water upon you. I will do this. I'll put my spirit in you. It's for the purpose of becoming a people. You see what God wants to do with these people? You see what he wants to do to them? That they will be a holy flock to him. Let's see Psalm 128 this morning. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thy house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, thus shall the man be that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. In Eternal Life Embassy, by heavenly design, this whole week, the Lord will be accompanying with every home as family. Abby? That's the design, right? We are streaming together as families, families together, family together, like that. It's because that desire that Daddy told us sometimes in God's heart, that the Lord wants to move church into homes. This is the time of that burden. The church in the house. The church in the house. We must understand the essence of the church. must understand the essence. Why the church was raised is for the purpose of salvation. And salvation is that man's soul will be healed from the desolation, from the ruins, from the uncleanness that the enemy has wrought in him over many generations. That's the purpose of the church. Church is not a fashion. Church is not a social gathering. Church is the place where reproach will be taken away, where evil will be exposed, wickedness will be judged, ruins will be built, cleansings, purifications will be taking place. These are the day-to-day activities of church. Let's see Romans chapter 9. Daddy read that scripture, verse 16. Romans 9, verse 16. Are you there? So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that does what? That showeth mercy. And Daddy began to open this verse last week, as if it's really more than this. It's more than this. And Daddy began to say, he that willeth is a whole program of the beginning of salvation. He that willeth is when man is using the light of Christ that he's learning by his own will to obey God, to obey God. It is still his will. It is still his will. In obedience, such a soul is walking. So walk in the Spirit that you do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. When you do that, your will is involved. Somewhere there, you are walking. You are walking. You are walking. Walk can be in different paces, right? Walk can be slow. Walk can be fast. By time walking is consistent in a particular rhythm, by time obedience is climbing over another obedience, line is coming up, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, and line is coming upon line, line is coming upon line, we say this soul is now running. Which means that the soul is now pacing up more, pacing up more, pacing up more. You know, at the beginning of race too, there's a time where the hand and the leg seem to be in control, right? After a while, the will of the race, we have to take this runner over, not to run by his feeling any longer. That is where the race would have hit its peak. That's where we now say that this person is running. Running. It means obedience is now seamless. This person is no longer thinking about should I obey, should I not obey. Obedience is now normal. It's by default. In fact, that soul is ready for the spirit of mercy to take over. If you go to Luke chapter 1, verse 70, where Zacharias prophesied about the Christ coming, the coming of Christ, the song of Zacharias at the birth of John. Let's see verse 70. Yes. Say, and as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which has been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies. You see, the matter of salvation is paramount in the heart of God and from the hand of all that hate us. Can we read 72 together? To perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. When mercy is performed, salvation is in play. Salvation is God's mercy. When a soul is obeying unto salvation in gradual process, and gets to a point where the spirit takes over. This soul is no longer thinking, should I obey? Should I not obey? Obedience has now become default. This soul has been raised to a point or built to a point where he can no longer disobey. You now say that he has come to see the mercy of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord is not aversion from judgment. The mercy of the Lord is performance of his will in salvation program. Hallelujah. And I say that in this season, we come to this point where our soul will be healed. You know how much we struggle to walk by faith. You know how much we struggle? Today we walk. Tomorrow we don't even feel like walking. Just say, whoa, I've walked yesterday. Today, let me be myself. You see, that stuff is what they want to sacrifice. We still fight. We still complain. We still... That's why they will give us plenty Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Get us drunk in the Spirit so that we'll not be feeling the flesh. But we are still going to the point where we run in obedience. Because where the Father can really, really do his work is where we are beginning to see, or where we are beginning to interpolate with the mercy that the Father has to show. Amen. Obedience is sacrifice. So, First Samuel was saying, the Lord prefers obedience more than sacrifice. But obedience is, yes, he prefers it. It means obedience is a higher sacrifice. That scripture in First Samuel, where King Saul was being tutored by the prophet Samuel. So, and Samuel said, "Hath the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice, as in obeying the voice of the Lord." It means obeying the voice of the Lord is a kind of offering, is a kind of sacrifice that pleases the Lord more than the blood of bulls and goats. When sin entered into the fiber of man, sin spoils man. You know how it is when egg spoils. How many of us like to fry spoiled egg? Nobody manages it. You know why? Egg is a seed of life. You know egg is a seed of life? Some people will say on Christmas Day, if they don't have chicken to kill, they don't have original chicken to kill, they kill egg. It's still chicken now. It's not chicken, woo. It's chicken. It's a whole chicken. Some people don't like that gospel. Because you like to tear meat. But you see that one egg. It's a whole chicken. Once corruption enters the egg, no matter how small the corruption is, you can't manage it. God cannot manage corruption when it entered the being called man. He couldn't manage it. And our being born again does not just remove the corruption. If he just removes the corruption, it would have been wonderful. Like Pastor Favor said earlier, the Lord would have just catch us up away so that we can now go and be with him. Abi? Ha. The spirit was awakened for corruption to be healed from the soul of man. Because of the fiber of the soul of man, because of the way they made that soul, it doesn't receive things once. It's a soul. It has faculties. Or it has members. Obedience is a high offering. Obedience is a high sacrifice. And that is why you see even angels, we stay around the commandment that God gave man. Because when man obeys, the life that it releases is not the same thing as an angelic life. When angels obey, they don't receive the same measure of life. as when man obeys God. Because their fiber is different from our own fiber. Hallelujah. And that is why the gospel of Christ. Let's see Romans 16. Daddy read the scripture last week. The gospel of Christ is targeted at teaching man obedience. That man will come to a point where he can obey seamlessly, where his nature has been altered. Hallelujah. Send now to him that is of power. Say power. It takes power to obey. Do you know that? It is power to obey. And that power is not from the realm of man. That power is God power. Now to him that is of power to establish you. Establish you is to make you stand in obedience and you are not moved. Wind blow, you know they shift. Flood come, you don't give way. Troubles come, you are standing. It is the gospel of Christ that can do that. According to my gospel, according to the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, the enemy never knew that there's a secret in God that can heal this soul, that can make this rotten egg become a pleasing sacrifice to God again. Satan never knew that there is that thing in God that can heal destruction. It is the gospel of Christ. And that gospel, he said, he pleased God to hide it in the foolishness of preaching. There's a way that he said it last week, that the thing hits me, boom, when the Lord is being unveiled by preaching. They kept one power inside. It's called spell. When Jesus is being preached, he releases God's spell on man. That's the gospel. Gospel of Christ is not ordinary. It is the power of God unto salvation. That's why in this week, don't stay away from any measure of teaching. Even if they said, let somebody come and greet. In that greeting, there is a secret that wants to be unlocked. Revelation. When Christ is being revealed, he has to spell man. Because what Satan has put in man, if they don't release spell on us, there is no way we can be recovered. The first spell is the Holy Ghost. Some of us have not drank Holy Ghost well. We have been saying in school of life, you must drink Holy Ghost to a point where your senses are dumb. Holy Ghost, you must obey in places that don't make sense. You know, there was a song we sang this morning. Say, make me a vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to. He said, when I trust you, I don't need to understand. Let me explain to you, I'm a language person. It means that there are some obedience you'll be required that will not make sense to you. That to you, this is not how obedience should be required. If you understand, then it is not you. It is not. It is, if you understand, if they give you instruction and you understand first, it means that it's not God that is saying it. It means it's your thing. You know that he taught us that man has his things and God has his own things. When God speaks about his secrets, we don't have idea. Before they can make us a vessel, we must come to no understanding. Gospel must hit our understanding. And these are matters that we have to distill to day-to-day life. Hallelujah. Amen. The commandment of God is not the commandment of man. That was one fight that Jesus had with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He said, you have made the traditions of men more weighty than the commandment of God. And he gave an example, right? In their own tradition now. If God says, take care of your parents, provide for them. Then they came up with their own tradition and said, if you say raka, which means is a gift, you are exempted. Have you not seen that part of the scripture? Say, you see, you have made of none effect the commandment of God by your own tradition. In this season, the requirement of salvation is not don't lie, don't fornicate. They want to move it to our day-to-day living. God wants to be revealed in how you are a father in your home. God wants to be revealed in how you are a husband to your wife. God wants to be revealed in our day-to-day conversation and relationship. And that's why this doctrine of wood is being downloaded. It's not something we should toil with, or we can even toil with. The commandment of our brotherhood is for cleansing. It's for purification. That will become a flock, a people to our God. Let's say amen. All commandments of God are weapons. Let's see Psalm 19. Verse 7. Said the law of the Lord is perfect. What does it do to the soul? Converting the soul. You see that? So when we are saying obedience, obedience is not something you choose whether to or not to. Because the end of every obedience is soul conversion. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. All of these are lights from preaching and teaching of the person of Christ that must come in contact with our own person before and bring down existing structures. Those structures in us to God are desolations. Those structures to God are ruins. Now, when a woman begins to see that, well, if she gets married, the man should serve her, is a desolation. Inability of a wife to see, I am fulfilled being my husband's wife, is desolation. Inability of a man to say, I must be under Christ to lead my family, is ruin. Even if the soul has believed Christ, the faculties cannot be used by the law of Christ. The faculties are in ruins. These are the healings that our soul must receive this season. That our faculty must be healed. When God is saying to us, in blessing I will bless you, we will be seeing. It was desolation that made Abraham to be thinking the blessing that God wanted to give him was a child. It's ruin. God said it. God is true and all men a liar. But what is that distance or that gulf between God and man that makes what God says to have changed course fully 360 by the time he gets to the realm of man? Why? Desolation. And that is why conversion is needed. Jesus said in Matthew 13, he said to his to the people, but was talking majorly to his disciples. Let's see. Verse 14. He said, and in them is prophecy fulfilled in Isaiah, which saith, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand. Desolation. Something has been done to the faculty that should interpret the hearing of God, right? Or what God says. Man can no longer hear what God is saying. It is destruction. And in seeing, ye shall see and not what? Perceive. Why should they hear and it cannot result to understanding? Why should they see and then they cannot perceive? See, oh, for these people's heart is what? Wax gross, and their ears dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest, can we read that part? At any time, they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and do what? And should be what? And I should do what? Are you seeing where healing will happen? Healing is not to the soul, it's not automatic. The ear must be enabled to hear and understand what was heard. Then see what is being shown You know, it is mercy that you see. Hallelujah. It is mercy that you see. When God begins to fabricate salvation, man can easily see what God is doing. Amen. Hear with their ear, see with their eyes. We resort to understanding of the heart. That is when the soul can be converted. The same Matthew chapter 18, Jesus said the same thing there. Let's see how soul gets converted. Matthew 18. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye be what? Converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom. Let me ask you, which part of man gets converted? The soul. Remember that we said the spirit died and became the old man, right? What will the old man be teaching the soul? Old ways. That soul becomes an entity of the dead. It becomes an old thing that, and when something is old, it keeps aging, right? Can you compare the beauty of a being when he's young and when he's old? Which one will you prefer? How many of you want to, you have 21, but you want to look 85? Will you like that? Some people are shaking their head, you are frowning. You don't know that you are 21 now, you'll still be 85 in Jesus' name. You will get there, you'll be 85, you'll be 90, you'll be 95. You say amen, but you don't want to look, you don't want to think of how you look that time. God did not like the way the soul was looking. The soul was old to God. Jesus was, did not like, we were not fine. Our soul was not fine. They marry us in hope. Yes, I want you to think of what I'm saying. Jesus married us in hope. Our soul, when we live in old ways, our soul is arugbo. They have some village girl are fine. Village OD. The one my people we call Edede. Eh? Our soul was old. Ricketty. You cannot obey God. In obedience, we are always shaking. Weak. Weak in obedience. Very weak. Are you seeing why they are still not pleased? They want us to become young in our soul. Amen. To become youth in our souls. That's the essence of conversion. He said, except ye be converted and be as what? As little children. Little children are always vibrant. Eh? I die. You will have to tell a little child, don't jump. Oh, this place is what? This place. Their faith is strong. The faith of little children. Some can say they can climb this thing. Eh? Stand on it and jump down. God wants us to get there. Because it's our Father. If we jump, what will he do? He will catch us. But you see that inability to, where we are always living our life in fear. It is the result or the effect of the old man. You know that it's old people that fear the most. Eh? You know old people fear. They want to come down from this place now. You have to hold their hand. They will look very well. This place will be so far to, how will you be feeling when you cannot fall? You see, inability to trust God. Some of us can't even trust God for natural. Ordinary natural, we can't trust God. Not to talk of spiritual. It's old ways. I said we'll be healed from those things in the name of Jesus. In this 1 week, the gate of life is opened. In this 1 week, some people will enter. In this 1 week, those who will dare to believe, they will change domain. They will change realms. And they will come to a place where they have liberty to serve God. Can we begin to pray this afternoon? If you are not praying, it means you have not heard anything. In everything we've said, you are going to pray. Lord, make me a vessel. Convert me from within. Heal me. Heal me. My faculty old. Yet they cannot perceive. They hear with their ear. Yet they cannot understand. Can you pray for yourself? Lord, I have eyes to see. In this week, I have ears to hear. My understanding is quickened. My understanding is quickened. My understanding is quickened. In the name of Jesus. That prophecy said earlier, the Lord wants to prepare us for all he wants to do this week. I want you to pray for yourself. The great physician, the great physician. That weariness you feel when you want to obey God. That lethargy you feel when you want to seek God, it is not of God. He said, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of the Lord that showeth mercy. Jesus, help me to will, help me to run, that I may see your mercy. Bless me, Jesus. Bless me, Jesus. Bless me, Jesus. Bless me, Jesus. Bless me. Bless me. Arakatele shuakaya. Oramenendiele grepetea. Ostabele menagaria la prakado. Elebrebele gedeshia kabanda. Reki kanda rambarato. Lebrebele gedeshiaka. Rekibanda rabarabarabarabaragaralia. Bless me with sight. Bless me with hearing. Bless me with understanding. Bless me with obedience. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me, Jesus. Bless me, Jesus. Bless me, Jesus. Bless me, Jesus. Bless me with great hunger. For all you have to say. For all you have to say. Bless me with hunger. Great hunger. Equepa, Pambaranta, Saliesh, Eliesh, Eliesh. Convert my soul. Deliver me from desolations. Ruins in my soul. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. We release ourselves to the Holy Ghost. We release ourselves to the Spirit of God. Through this week. Through this week. Pass through every faculties of our souls. Pass through every fiber of our being. Make us another man. Lord, we pray that in Nigeria, you will judge the spirit of wickedness. Let the word that will come down in this 1 week, let it push back this assault against lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, our utmost desire is that your life will be expressed in our spirit, in our souls, and in our bodies. In the name of Jesus, we do not give in to what the enemy says about us. Lord, we choose to believe your reports. We choose to believe your reports. And your report is true. Your report is true. Your report is salvation. We choose to believe you. In the name of Jesus, we say a pathway, amen. We say thunderous amen. We say believing amen. Hallelujah. Can we appreciate Jesus with the clap this afternoon?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.